Why do we say that Mary is assumed and Jesus ascended into heaven? Jesus ascended by his own divine power, while the word used to define the assumption in Latin is a passive tense to emphasize that the Blessed Mother did not ascend into heaven by her own power as Christ did. She was raised into heaven by God's divine love and grace. At the example par excellence of discipleship, Mary and her life teaches us radical faith to trust and hope in God even at times of trial and darkness. She is the new Ark of the Covenant, the one who carries not just the instrument of the covenant itself, but God himself is reserved by divine grace from the moment of her conception, as well as kept free from the natural decay of the mortal body. At the example of perfect discipleship, Mary is the present example now of what we will be in the future at the final resurrection of the dead, when God will raise up our mortal bodies and transform them anew. From the beginning of time, the church has always believed that Mary is reserved from the corruption of sins. While there is an actual site outside of Jerusalem, that is now still recognized as the tomb of Mary, where she fell asleep, the earliest Christians always maintained that no one was there. According to St. John of Damascus, the Roman Emperor Marcian requested the body of Mary, the Mother of God, at the Council of Chalcedon in the year 451. St. Juvenal, who was the Bishop of Jerusalem at that time, told the Emperor that Mary died in the presence of all the apostles, but that her tomb, when opened upon the request of St. Thomas, was found empty, wherefrom the apostles concluded that her body was taken up to heaven. The dogma of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary teaches us that her body and soul were assumed to heaven by God, has its root from early centuries of the church. It began with a different name, though, the name Dormition of Mary, meaning that she fell asleep, and was very popular and living in the Eastern churches. And by the 8th century, around the time of Pope Adrian, the church began to change its terminology, renaming the feast day from Dormition of Mary to the Memorial of Mary, of the Assumption of Mary. And in 1950, Pope Pius XII made an infallible ex cathedra statement in his apostolic constitution, officially formally defining it, citing from centuries of wide-held tradition and frequently mentioned in the writings of the saints throughout the centuries. That's why we're here today, to celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, as she is now crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. However, what's beautiful with any Marian celebration is that even though we celebrate her, the center of our celebration isn't her. What is the center of our celebration today? Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Just like the Blessed Mother, who always leads us to her Son, Jesus Christ, every Marian solemnities and feasts culminate with the Mass, the unbloody and real sacrificial gifts of Christ's love for us. Therefore, let us learn how to be like the Blessed Mother, leading people to the Lord, and help one another to love him more and more and more each day, just like the Blessed Mother in her very own life, always said yes to his will and serve him faithfully, in silence, and even when it hurt the most, at the foot of the cross. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I was taught when I was young that Marian devotion never hinder any of us away from Christ. She only lead us to Christ. There are days that I am mad at Jesus. Have you ever been mad at Jesus? I have. Maybe you're too holy that you're not mad at Jesus. But there were days that I'm mad at Jesus. And I come to the Blessed Mother and I said, pouting and sometimes crying, angry. And I tell her, you tell her, your son what he need to do. He knows what need to be done. I can't talk to him right now. But I know you, Blessed Mother, you will always intercede for me. She always helped me, no matter how mad or no matter how much I pout at her son. She always lead me back to him by reminding me that there were times that she didn't understood what happened. Perhaps she was mad seeing her only begotten son hung on the cross to die for us. Yet she stayed. Yes, she believed. Yet she continued to give herself totally and completely to God. Come to Mary, my brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid and allow her to lead you to Jesus Christ. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hours of our death. Amen.